Report, Mexico's proposed consul for Las Vegas faced statutory rape charges. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on October 31, 2019. Mexico put the brakes on a new consul for Las Vegas after a journalist reported the diplomat faced statutory rape charges back home and managed to avoid prison by paying an undisclosed amount of money. Earlier this month, Mexico's Foreign Relations Ministry named Victor Alberto Barreras as the next consul general for Las Vegas. The appointment was placed on hold after Dolia Estevez reported in her column, "From sexual aggressor to consul, the prospective diplomat faced a formal complaint on the allegation of statutory rape with a 14-year-old girl at a school where he previously worked." In response to the article, Mexican Foreign Relations Minister Marcelo Ebrard claimed to be a lifelong feminist and announced he was halting the appointment. He also turned the matter over to his agency's ethics department. Ley la información que publica Dolia Esteves respecto a Victor Alberto Barreras. Estoy ordenando que el comité de ética de la SRE verific. Mientras tanto el nombramiento queda suspendido. Toda la vida he sido feminista. Actuar en consecuencia respetando el debido proceso. Marcelo Ebrard C. Et M. _ Ebrard, October 29, 2019. In her story, Estevez reports the victim was a student at Technical Junior High No. 56 in Obregón, Sonora. The 14-year-old girl at the time was an 8th grader and Barrera served as an English language substitute teacher. According to Estevez, Barrera used that teacher-student relationship to seduce the teen girl and engage in sexual acts, well before she was of consenting age under Mexican law. The alleged victim's parents filed a formal complaint and a judge issued an arrest warrant. The prospective diplomat reportedly paid the family an undisclosed amount for the charges to disappear. Estevez notes that Barrera's criminal history was apparently erased, even the fingerprint collection materials. According to Estevez, various agencies and public officials claimed Barrera did not have a criminal record. In her column, Estevez apparently published the criminal complaint. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.